Mount Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one.
Back on Downtown. That song is only funny to me and John Shields because of an off-air conversation we were having here. 17 before the hour. It is time to talk Black Bear hockey, and the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields, joins us from Matthews Arena. Hello, John.
Hello, Rich. Yes, historic Matthews Arena here in Boston, ready for a big Hockey East matchup tonight.
Boy, oh boy, yeah, the Black Bears hanging in there at number six again this week after a weekend off, still getting lots of respect and love from the voters, but now time to put it to the test on the ice. Let's start with tonight. How do they match up against the Huskies?
Well, you know, a lot of people look at the Huskies' record and think, okay, Northeastern's 10-12-2. They've won 10 games this year, lost 12, tied 2. 5 wins in Hockey East play in 16 games, and think, all right, this is a team that, you know, in the bottom of the league. But Northeastern is healthy now. They've had some injuries. And the last 5 games, they're 4-1. And on Tuesday, they took down Boston University. We all know BU, one of the top 5 teams in the country, and Northeastern won in overtime. And talking to some of the folks here that to follow this team every single game, their opinion was that the Huskies should have won in regulation. But they needed overtime on Tuesday to beat BU. They're coming off a weekend sweep and a home-and-home series over Merrimack. So 4 wins in their last 5 games. A healthy Huskies team is a dangerous opponent for the Black Bears tonight.
So what does Maine have to do well to open up the weekend with a victory?
Well, Maine's got to continue to get the balanced scoring that we've talked about all year. They can't just rely on their top line of Harrison Scott now with the Nadeau brothers. They're going to have to get some offense from these other lines. Lyndon Breen now teamed up with Donovan Houle and Thomas Friel, who those three have played well together the last few games. Cole Hansen, Ben Poisson, and Sully Scholey as another line for Maine has had some production. And Nolan Renwick is back tonight, the 6'3 junior from Saskatchewan, who provides size and strength for Maine, is going to be back in there tonight as one of their centers. He's missed the last several games. He's played 10 games on the year. And they've obviously, this is game 23, so he's missed 13 games. And it would be nice to get Nolan Renwick back in there. He's a player who plays in every position. So he plays on the penalty kill, power play, obviously 5-on-5. So nice to have him back. Maine getting healthy as well, in addition to Grayson Arnott. So smart hockey tonight. See if these guys who are back in the lineup can contribute.
And who will be in net tonight for the Black Bears?
Well, it seems like Victor Ospin gets to start on Fridays. Mm. You know, college, all hockey coaches hate to tell you who's going to be in net till as close to faceoff as they can get, but I'd be shocked if it wasn't Victor, who right now has a 2.52 goals against average, a 901 save percentage, obviously having a great season for the senior from Sweden. 13 of Maine, 16 wins. So I would be shocked if it wasn't Victor tonight.
You mentioned the Nadeau brothers, and great news I saw earlier today that both of them are up for the National Rookie of the Year award.
Yeah, and deservingly so. I mean, they each are in the 30-point plateau already in 22 games. You know, Josh Nadeau, the older of the two brothers, has 32 points. Bradley, the younger brother, who is the draft pick, first-round pick by Carolina, has 31 points. But has 14 goals, so they deserve to be in that conversation. They both, got to Orono, got to the college hockey level, and haven't really missed a beat, and have played very well. So it's definitely deserving and nice to see.
We're talking with John Shields here on Downtown. All right, that's the word on tonight's game. Tomorrow night, homecoming of sorts for Maine head coach Ben Barr. What will he and the Bears face against UMass?
Well, they'll face a very well-coached team, as the Minutemen, coached by Greg Carville, are always prepared and always ready. And it's a team that, you know, they're in the middle of the pack in the Hockey East standing, so they're going to want these points. And Maine hasn't played there since Barr's first season as head coach. And that year was obviously a tough year for the Black Bears. Wins were scarce, and Maine picked up a win at UMass, year one of Coach Barr's tenure. An overtime win. Donovan Houle scored that goal for Maine. And at the time, UMass was the 9th-ranked team in the country, the defending national champs. So that was a huge win for Maine and back in Coach Barr's first year. This is his first time back since that game and that series. So it will be fun to see how things play out in one game there at UMass. What I do like about this weekend, Rich, with the split opponents, is it kind of simulates, in a way, there's travel involved, which you wouldn't have in a regional tournament. But when you get the tournament play, you know, if you win game one, you play somebody different game two. So in kind of a way, this is simulating that kind of schedule where two games, two different opponents. So I do like that for a team like Maine, who is, you know, obviously set to be in tournament play this year if things continue as they're going right now. So I think this is a good opportunity for them to play two different teams back-to-back nights and see how they go.
The big news for Maine hockey this week, and great news for fans of Black Bear hockey, the contract extension for Coach Ben Barr is certainly well-deserved.
Definitely. Very happy to see that. I've already asked him for some money if I can borrow a little bit. It's nice to see the UMaine system and Maine Director of Athletics Jude Kelly and President Joan Freeney-Mundy commit to Coach Barr, who obviously in his third season here has turned this program around and has them going in the right direction, and he's a great coach on a lot of people's radar. So to keep him in Orono, keep him in Maine, it's wonderful to see. He's got a young family, so hopefully he'll be here for a long time as they fall in love with this area, as we all have. And I was very, very happy to see that release come through, and he'll be with the Black Bears through at least 2028, hopefully longer than that.
Well, and also good to see that the same 4 years added on to the term for Maine women's basketball coach Amy Vachon.
Yes, that's great to see. Was at the Pit last night to cheer on her Black Bears, and another win for them. But she's an incredible coach, and it was nice to see that too. And some of the things she had to say about, you know, happy is important, and so it's awesome to see her at the head of that program for a long time as well. I remember watching her play as a player, so that makes it even more fun. But good things happening in Orono this week, and it's fun to be around.
All right, Maine hockey at Northeastern tonight, UMass tomorrow, 7 o'clock start for both, John?
Yes, 7 o'clock puck drop for both games. For the Black Bears this weekend, both Hockey East games, so big games, playoff feel for both, and we'll see how the Black Bears do after a week off.
Excellent. Travel safely, enjoy the games, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Thank you, Rich. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, John. John Shields, the voice of the Maine Black Bears, talking Maine hockey here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.